This opening has been part of Thursday nights on GLT for the past 16 years.
Hello, everybody from Tucson, Arizona. Let's get started with another Radio Munson.
Popular Bloomington Normal radio personality Don Munson will play one last song, then remove his headphones and turn off his microphone for the last time later this month in a final broadcast of his Radio Munson show. The 76-year-old broadcaster announced his upcoming retirement on November 30th.
We're on a very short leash here on the show. I've decided to pull the plug on Radio Munson after 16 years on GLT, and I'll tell you, I've had a blast.
Munson spent nearly all of his 57-year broadcast career in Bloomington Normal. At one time, his morning show on WJBC garnered a larger audience share than any other similar program in a metropolitan area in the United States. Not long after he retired from JBC, Munson created a two-hour program for GLT that he often recorded from his winter home outside Tucson. Radio Munson showcased his favorite jazz tunes and music from the big band era and developed a loyal following. But in a Skype interview from Arizona, Munson tells GLT's Judy Valente that he wanted to leave his listeners on a high note.
Frankly, I'm not thinking as quickly as I once did. And as you know, when you ad-lib, you have to think fairly fast on your feet. And I've just noticed a little slowing down. And I want people to remember me before it was too late. I just feel it's time to move on. There's no special reason beyond that. I think it's, I'll be glad to have a little more free time. But the primary reason is just to get off the stage. It's time.
Will the show remain on the air in some form, perhaps in repeats?
We haven't talked about that. I'm a little reluctant to have that happen because the shows use the immediacy of radio. That is to say, I'll be talking about the current weather. I'll be saying it's, November 21st, and I'll be talking about the big football game coming up at Hancock Stadium this weekend. But yep, if a repeat show airs in May, when I'm saying all of those things, it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It takes the spontaneity and the immediacy out of it. So I think maybe as podcasts, it might be a good thing that people can still access those. But I think we're probably done with the actual broadcasts on GLT.
This is your second retirement. You left WJBC in 2000 after 35 years. Many people who quote unquote retire go on to other careers or major projects. Is there any other project in the offing for Don Munson, something you'd like to do?
I don't have anything specific in mind. At some point, I've got all these, narrow reporters notebooks that reporters all use. You probably have some yourself, a little spiral on the top, and they will actually fit in a pocket.
I do indeed.
And they're all filled up with notes. I might have to empty that notebook, all of those notebooks, at some point, and I'm not sure what form that'll take.
So we may be hearing from Don Munson in book form again.
Well, you never know.
You were so closely identified with WJBC for so many years as an on-air personality. Were you able to build that same kind of rapport with your GLT Radio Munson listeners?
I think so. I mean, it was less intimate than my broadcasts on WJBC because I was a morning personality then, and listeners invited me into their homes in a day that not that many radios were in homes and maybe one TV set, but it was in the living room. So people, when they gathered around the breakfast table, one by one, two by two, maybe the whole family, the outside communication was the one radio that's in the kitchen. And Mom controlled that radio in most households. Mm-hmm. And more often than not, it was tuned to WJBC. So I really shared my family, with their families and vice versa. And to this day, I continue to hear from people who say, you were sort of the soundtrack of my growing up. And the GLT episodes, and now more than 16 years of them, have not been as intimate. I haven't been talking to other people on the air as I did quite frequently on JBC, but I have been able to do other things, and that is talk about the great artists that made this classic music that I love to play. So I don't think the two experiences were not similar in many ways, but each was rewarding to me in its own way. And I think maybe I did connect with GLT listeners who happened to share the love that I have for the kind of music that I play.
Well, you obviously have a special connection to the kind of music you play on Radio Munson, which would be big band, 30s, 40s, Las Vegas-style music. Where did that interest come from?
It's the music I heard when I was growing up. The big bands were still around in the late 1940s and in the 1950s when I was growing up. Remember, I was born in 1941, so I really got interested in music probably as the 1950s started. And a Glenn Miller song, for instance, recording, might be only, say, 5 years old at that time. So I was hearing that, and I was hearing a lot of these jazz arrangements of Broadway show tunes. There was just a raft of those through the 1950s and 1960s. I liked that, and that's what I was playing on the radio when I started in radio. My first broadcasts were in the fall of 1960s when I was a sophomore student down at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And I transferred up to the University of Illinois. I got my degree in journalism and communications in a couple of years later. And it's the music that I was playing there. When I came to WJBC, I wasn't playing music. I was a newsman, and I did some sports reporting and play-by-play for a couple of years in the late 1960s. But after I'd been at JBC for a few years, they asked me to do the morning show, and I did. And so I was playing mostly music that I had grown up listening to, the music I still play on Radio Munson.
You obviously enjoy playing music. Do you play any instruments yourself? And if so, what instruments?
No, I'm not a musician in any shape or form. I just love good music. And I'll throw around musical terms from time to time and always wonder if I'm getting it right. You know, every once in a great while, somebody will straighten me out. My guess is that I make more mistakes than I'm hearing about.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Judy Valente. We're talking with Don Munson from Radio Munson on GLT, whose last show will be December 28th. When you were on the air on WJBC every weekday, you had the area's largest audience by far, but you used that as a platform to build community understanding and promote causes you thought would make this a better community. Is there one effort that you're most proud of from those years?
The one I've most recently thought about, a thing that JBC helped organize. The event was the Welcome Home Parade that Bloomington Normal gave veterans of Vietnam and of Korea, the Korean War as well, a long time after they all had come home to a shrug of the shoulders at best, and ugly signs and shouted epithets at worst. And it was a wonderful parade that went from Bloomington up to Normal. The towns turned out, and a lot of tears were shed that day. I just felt that was maybe the best thing that JBC was ever involved in. And a lot of vets remember that today.
Don, what was your most memorable moment on radio?
I'm not sure I have one. I mean, I remember, you know, occasional embarrassments. I remember when I referred to a town in Southern California as La Jolla, California. And then I guess I started a record or a commercial or something, and the phone rang almost immediately, and it was ringing off the hook. People telling me, Don, that's La Jolla. Come on. And there are just numerous instances where I just stepped my foot into it. And the good moments, the positive moments were just so many. I've talked about people I've interviewed, and I guess a memorable interview was the great Duke Ellington. He was coming to Bloomington to perform, and I was at the concert before a less than full house at what now is called the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. You know, the place only holds like 12 or 1300 people, and it was a midweek concert. It was the most famous jazz band in the land.
Right.
This would have been in the early 1970s, and the place was maybe two-thirds full, maybe a half full. It just amazed me. But having interviewed Duke just prior to that was an interview highlight of my life.
What do you think is lacking in radio today? What kinds of shows would you like to see more of?
This may sound a little narrow here, but I would like to see more shows like those that are on GLT. That is to say, I would like to see more shows that try to get people of varying viewpoints talking to each other and to hosts without raising their voices. It's hard to find programs like that anymore. I find a number of them on GLT and other NPR stations. I think musically, people get their music from so many different places anymore that I'm just not sure what's going to happen to what I knew as commercial radio. I mean, there are good things still happening on commercial radio, but the audiences are now so fragmented. People have so many different choices now, not just on radio stations, but of their devices and music that they can get online or from Pandora or whatever their choice of music is, and or listening to their own libraries, which I often do when I'm out walking. I'm not listening to any radio sometimes, just my own music. So I'm not sure what's going to happen with that great combination of radio and music. But I do think radio still has a place because it is so mobile. Radio goes with you wherever you go. And I would like to see more serious news. And again, there are some economics involved there that make that very difficult.
In your career, there was a time when the dominant media in McLean County, like the Pantograph and WJBC, were essentially owned by the same family. Was that a good thing or a bad thing? Or are we better served by the wide variety and multitude of media available to us today?
I think we're better served in many ways, at least, by the diversification of ownership that the FCC has allowed. But we're also limited by that very same thing, because what's happened is large corporations whose owners are shareholders and who are not necessarily interested in one little radio station in Bloomington, Illinois, are calling all of the shots now. So we have radio stations or companies that own, 500, even 1,000 radio stations. But the newspapers and radio stations being separated, I think, is a good thing. And the possibility that may be possible again through FCC rulings that are rumored to be in the works, that is, a radio station can be owned by a newspaper, I think that sets up a situation where instead of two reporters covering an issue, maybe a city council meeting, for the one for the radio station, one for the newspaper, it can be done with one reporter. So there's one interpretation of what went on. And it happens to result in a story in the newspaper, and it happens to result in a story on the radio station by the same reporter. I prefer to have two reporters, one from each entity, at those meetings. And that's a strong argument for keeping newspapers and radio stations, and for that matter, radio stations and TV stations, under separate ownership.
Speaking of reporters, what advice would you give to a young person today who wants to have a career in broadcast?
Well, as far as news reporting and broadcasts, I would say leave your opinions at the door. That is the door when you walk into work each day. And I think that's still done mostly. Those of us who listen to the news, watch the news, read the news, have biases. So do the very reporters who cover the news. But that doesn't mean they can't be fair. Listen to the facts. Make sure that if there are two sides of an issue, make sure that they're represented. They don't have to be represented equally, but they should be represented. And I find that we've drifted away a little bit from that. And we've also drifted away from the idea of reporters are reporters and pundits are pundits. Now we see reporters whose opinions come through in the interviews they give when they appear on these pundit shows on the cable TV channels.
Don, you live pretty much full time in Arizona now. Will there be some way that you'll be keeping up ties with Bloomington Normal now that Radio Munson will be going off the air?
we'll never leave Bloomington Normal. And we spend about half a year in Arizona and half a year in Bloomington Normal. So Bloomington Normal is home. I love Bloomington Normal. I love Central Illinois. I love the people. And they've just given me such a good life. I can't see ever leaving it for good.
Legendary broadcaster Don Munson talking with GLT's Judy Valente. Here's Munson signing off for the last time from his WJBC morning show in 2000.
I'd become such a part of so many people's lives, generations of people in some households, and I only got it through my thick skull here in recent years how much all of you have become a part of my life.
Tune into GLT Thursday evening, December 28th, to hear the farewell program of Radio Munson on GLT.